It's the Mad Men DVD review.
Hi, Amanda.
Hi, Alice.
Doing a quick transition there. How are you going this morning?
Good, good. How are you?
I'm good. Yeah, I've just been listening to some awesome comedy.
Yeah, I was listening to the end there. It sounds very, very funny.
Cool. So what film are we looking at?
So today we're looking at Kumiko the Treasure Hunter. So that was made in 2014. It's an American drama co-written and directed by David Zellner. So the story of this one is based around an urban legend surrounding a 2001 real-life death of a woman called Sakako Konishi, and she was reported in the media to have died of hypothermia outside Detroit Lakes in Minnesota while searching for the ransom money seen buried in the snow in the 1996 film Fargo. It's an amazing premise, but she, in real life, she actually had committed suicide, but that was how her death was reported in the media, which is, yeah, wild, really.
Quite sad, yeah.
So, yeah, so in the film, she's a 29-year-old woman. She lives by herself, and, like, her whole kind of life is in solitude in Tokyo. She works this kind of boring office job with an awful boss, and all her co-workers are very rich, and her mother is, like, quite overbearing and nags her a lot to get married. So the only kind of joys in her life are her pet rabbit Bunzo and a VHS copy of Fargo, and she found that in some like cave on the shore. So she watches that all the time, and she's convinced that it's based on a true story. So she kind of obsesses over this one scene where the character in Fargo, played by Steve Buscemi, buries a satchel of ransom money along a highway. And she starts taking notes, watching the worn-out tape over and over again, trying to figure out where it could be. And there's one point where she goes to a library and tries to steal an atlas, and the librarian lets her have the page of Minnesota because they feel sorry for her. And so the film kind of follows along her journey to try and find that buried money. And along the way, people try and tell her that it's not a true story, but she doesn't speak English, and she most of the time doesn't understand them or either runs away. And it's, yeah, it's a beautifully shot film without ruining the ending. It's beautiful. The cinematography and production design are all incredible. It's really, really gorgeous to watch, and you get really in depth with her character as well. So that premiered at the 2014 Sundance Film Festival, has a rating of 87% on Rotten Tomatoes. But yeah, it was really, really beautiful.
Yeah, I saw this one at the Auckland Film Festival a few years back, I feel like. And I remember it being very affecting. Yeah, I was definitely like just brought into it in a beautiful way.
Yeah, absolutely. You really like go really in depth with her and get into her world quite well.
Awesome. Well, thank you, Amanda. And we do have a copy of Kumiko the Treasure Hunter to give away. So if you'd like to win that, give me a call, 309-3879. Hope you have a great weekend, Amanda.
You too. See you later.
Bye.
That was the Mad Men DVD review.